is to have any changes or corrections to the agenda for this evening. Does any member of council or staff, Mr. Glickert?
Am I on now?
It just...
Okay. If you look at that second page of the agenda, it has under bills. Look at Bill 9210 and 9211.
There isn't a revised agenda that was sent out earlier today where that was corrected.
So 9211 is not on the agenda?
It's not on the agenda.
Okay. That's taken care of then.
Okay. Mr. Walker?
Boy Scout troop number 493 is going to be attending for their citizenship badge. So I'd like to add them to the agenda. I spoke to the scout leader today. And second, under public hearing, I'd like to add, this was advertised, but for the public hearing for the property tax rates. You know, every year we have this situation where they advise us late. There wasn't a council meeting we could add this to. So we've got a resolution for council consideration dealing with the property tax rates that was not on the agenda. It was advertised in the newspaper, it was posted at the library, but it was not on the council agenda. So the choices are, and there are no changes from last year. There are no changes from the previous year with respect to the proposed property tax rate. The options are for council to consider it this evening, or for us to have a special meeting because we have to provide the information to St. Louis County by October the 1st. I apologize for that. Every year we have a situation where they send us this stuff at the last minute. The past couple of years, as I recall, we've had special meetings because we've done it by ordinance, but it does not have to be done by ordinance. There are three options. It can be done by ordinance, by resolution, or by a policy statement. They just need to know that council has considered the tax rate. So I'm recommending to council that they adopt it by resolution. And here's the
So, Mr. Walker, you're suggesting the addition of a public hearing on the annual property tax rates and the addition of a resolution under new business? Okay. Any other, Ms. Carr?
I'd like to ask, Mr. Walker, if do we normally have people come ask questions during this? Because since it is a public hearing, I feel a little bit awkward for not having...
No, I can't recall any other than I think Ms. McCarthy once brought to our attention some issue about the property tax rate in terms of the timetable.
Okay. Can you turn on your mic, please?
It's part of this, yes. Yeah. It's fine.
How much unspent money do we have in the Loop special business? How much in that tax district is... Oh, that's the Loop. What about the economic development tax? Do we set the rate on that too?
No, that's a separate ordinance that council's done in the past.
Okay, so that's not in this. That
no,
would be a separate ordinance.
That's separate. That's a sales tax.
But we can set the rate each year. We have the option of changing that rate. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah.
Well, I guess
I thought the residents passed a quarter or
they passed the quarter of the quarter cent sales tax. Correct.
I guess the reason I'm asking is if we were to have a community, if the CID were to exist, I mean, maybe we would want to adjust some of these other rates. That would be my only concern.
But I believe that's a separate issue from what we're dealing with here at the present time. I mean, clearly there's not going to be any decision with respect to the CID between now and October the 1st.
Oh, I know, I understand.
And so, and you need to set the rate by October the 1st, this rate.
So a SID could not really go into existence for a, it would be a year before they could start? So if we would collect money from a SID, well, we don't know anything about the SID to even know. I mean, yeah.
Right.
Okay. All right. There you go.
Mr. Carr.
Mr. Crow.
Thank you. Lame, my only concern about this is that we've had a number of citizens wallop us over the head pretty regularly about our notices, and I realize this went out as far as the advertisements, but if it wasn't on the agenda and the agenda went out from us, my thoughts are, and I really don't have a special meeting, but if we didn't put the notice out with the agenda as well, and we have citizens who rely on that, I think we have to have a special meeting. And by the way, not have to. Everyone can vote the other way, and that's fine. I would just say in my particular case, I would say that I would feel uncomfortable having a public hearing that we had no notice of in the agenda tonight, even though the rates are staying the same, because to me it doesn't seem like it smacks of the right level of transparency to our citizens.
I might feel that if it hadn't been posted at the library and in the paper. And I will say Mr. Durkin at the Missouri Municipal League Conference did say that councils can amend the agenda if you put in the minutes why it was changed. And if it's an emergency, which I think this would be, we would note what the emergency was. I just put that out for people's consideration. Mr. Glickert.
Thank you. If this is an emergency, then we would have to have unanimous.
No, it's not. Let me address that. It's not an emergency. So the mayor's comments are not the comments I would make, okay? And that is, we have a legal opinion that the agenda, until council adopts the agenda, it's a draft agenda. So council can add to it. You can do whatever with it. It's not an emergency provision. Until council adopts the agenda, it's a draft agenda. But as I said, the decisions council, if you decide to approve the resolution this evening, as I said, there aren't any changes from last year, then you can do that. If not, in deference to Councilmember Crow's comments, then you need to set a date to have a public, a special meeting. So it's really council's choice.
No, we'll do it up at the dais, yeah. The portion here is to talk about how we will officially change the agenda up on the dais. So Mr. Walker's just telling us that he's going to ask us up there to add this. Anybody else? Okay, then Mr. Walker.
Thank you, Madam Mayor and members of council. For some time, we've been doing some research and some consideration with respect to the city's street sweeping policy. So the Public Works and Parks Department has put together a presentation and some recommendations with respect to a street sweeping. I will ask the Director of Public Works and Parks to present that information.
Thank you, Mr. Walker, and Council, and Madam Mayor. There's been numerous questions, numerous discussions over the past, ever since I've been here, about street sweeping and why we're doing this street and why not that street, why not private streets, can we do private streets? So we decided to put together a presentation and kind of go over the whole street sweeping idea as to why we street sweep and then what our charter also says about it. And I'm not going to read through all of this, but there are seven basic reasons why we sweep. And first of all is the appearance, just to make sure that our streets are looking nice, trash not laying around. But also as we sweep, as we pick up leaves and other items, we're reducing the flooding that can happen on streets as they have a tendency to clog our drains. So it becomes very important to reduce flooding. The one thing that we don't see, and most of us, you know, don't, some of us pay attention to it and others don't, is the pollution. As cars drive down streets, their brake linings, their oil, items fall off of cars and things like that. So there is pollution, and that does get into our streams, which causes problems for the fish and the aquatic life. And also by we have pollen and dust that are constantly falling, and which creates air pollution. And so by street sweeping, we eliminate those. The other issue that is important is the safety on our roads. We're obligated to provide a safe road for people of all means of transportation to travel down. And for motorcyclists, if you've ever been a motorcyclist, it's, you know, any kind of debris on the road reduces the amount of, you know, friction, causes skidding and things like that, which is a problem. And especially with bicycles, I've just recently become a bicyclist, and I notice now even little rocks in the edge of the road, on the bike path, leaves are a big issue for safety. And so from a safety point of view, street sweeping is critical, and for the safety of our non-motorist. Number six reason on page four is our we've just recently become an MS4 community, or a municipal separate storm sewer system community, and we now fall under some federal EPA guidelines and the requirement to provide, reduce the amount of pollution that's going into our streams becomes critical. And we're co-permittees with St. Louis County, and one of their best management practices is a regular street sweeping program. And as I've already indicated, it does reduce pollution that gets into our streams. And the last reason that we sweep is the green pavements. University City continues to push us to do more pervious pavements, and which is a good thing. And but we can't just install these pervious pavements. We have to sweep those, and not just sweep them, we have to vacuum them. It's critical that as the debris builds up in the pervious sections, that is swept out or vacuumed out. In fact, we just recently bought a vacuum sweeper so that we're able to do that. So to keep our green pavement, we need to be doing the street sweeping and the pavement parking. Moving on to page five, how often do we sweep now? I just wanted to kind of gloss over what we've been doing and kind of the policy that was in place when I came on board. Basically, the alleys are being done on an as-needed basis. Somebody may call up, report, this alley's pretty dirty. We may go through and sweep it.
Could I ask, that's the one that caught my eye. Is Mr. Wilson, do we review the alleys on any kind of rotating basis? I know I've gotten complaints from people who are on alleys saying they don't get the attention, and I kind of hate to leave it always to people calling us.
Yes. The street department has taken a proactive policy of looking. We know we're going to get calls about things being dumped in alleys. We don't have a regular routine, but the street department has been driving through alleys, being proactive, picking up things that somebody may have deposited. If we see an alley that looks pretty dirty, we sweep it. It hasn't been a top priority. But again, that can change as we look to do more than what we have been doing.
Mr. Glickert?
Well, obviously I have a personal interest in this since I grew up on an alley. And, of course, another personal interest, my mother. But it's my understanding that this policy was set by a former director of public works. So I guess my question is, can that, under your purview, something that you would be willing to look at and to change, can the alleys be put on some kind of a program similar to what you have with other streets? I'm not certainly suggesting four times, you know, a month, but, you know, on a as-is basis, and of course, your street people being out saying you need to come over to this one to do this. And I have to say, I see a significant difference between the first ward alleys and the third ward alleys.
No, and again, that's why we're going through this, is to look at you know, here's what we've been doing, here's some recommendations of what we would like to do. And the whole thing comes down to cost. And if the council's interested in us being more proactive at being cleaner and sweeping more, we would be more than willing to do that. I believe that, you know, there's positive things that happen as you keep things cleaner. People will then act in a different way, and I've seen that happen often. So, and when we get to the end, if there's a recommendation to do more on anything that we've been doing, we would be glad to look at that and then look at the cost that goes with that. Our bike trails, when I came here, I don't think we were doing any of them, unless there was an occasion where something had caused quite a debris on a bike trail. But I've just kind of listed them to let you know that we have the maintenance responsibility for those trails, whether they're the public trails, well, even the ones in the park, but we do have those. I've directed my street department to be a little bit more proactive in taking care of those because it is critical. Page 6, we go in the bulk leaf collection, which we've been doing, and I think we're pretty good at that.
With regard to the bike trails, I see the ones that I'm familiar with. These are all of the bike trails that are not necessarily public roads like Jackson or Old Bonham. These are just specifically for biking and walking.
These would be off-street trails.
Thank you.
With bulk leaf collection, I may comment that private streets have been included in that, we have done that at least as long as I have been here. The residential sweeps, in which we do three times a year, is done in May, July, and September. Their private streets have not been included in that in the past. Going on to page 7, the commercial areas, which basically has been the Loop, Civic Plaza, Loop North, and Loop South. We're doing four times a week to make sure that those areas stand out and are clean.
Rich, could you give me, when you say loop north and loop south, can you give me the boundaries for it?
Well, it would be the backside of Cicero's Alley would be loop north from Kingsland to Leland.
Okay.
And then loop south would
so it's just that
Kingsland okay. going east.
Okay.
And on our other commercial area on Olive, does anybody sweep those? Does the state ever sweep that?
I would suspect that the state does it, but maybe once a year. I've not seen them. I've not talked to them about that situation, but I know the state does clean their streets. And again, they don't want the leaves and the debris collecting in the gutters because that does cause flooding. I could look at as to how often they do that.
Mr. Glickard?
That was a question that I had, Mr. Wilson, is we have some major arterials that we all use on a daily basis. Obviously, Olive Street Road, and that's a state road. And I have never seen a street sweeper on Olive Street Road. So I wanted to know what the frequency was. By the same token, I think the county does a pretty good job with their arterial roads and the sweepers. I have seen them on an infrequent basis. Now, back to the loop. I notice in the morning the sweepers vigilantly out there, but it's after 8 in the morning. You knew I was going to come to this. Is there anything that we can do to have street sweepers start earlier, or is that just the way it's going to be? Because I see a lot of, you know, jockeying.
As I've gone through this, and I've had that discussion before about what time the street sweepers start, my feeling is we need to be there before the cars start arriving. I came on quietly, trying not to make a lot of changes, but as I get an opportunity, I would like to take the chance, not the chance, but the opportunity to be able to make our street department maybe start early, especially on these areas. There are certain areas that need to be addressed differently than what we've been doing. There's been the attitude we've always done it this way. I think there's time to step out and change. I always get in trouble for that, but I believe that we can do things better. And I would be glad to, I can it should be able to, I can insist that this be done at an earlier hour.
Okay.
We have a couple areas, what we call as special routes. The first of the month route are basically our collector streets. Those would be like 82nd Street, Old Bonham, the major streets. Some of the school streets are included. And as we've looked through this list, as I started questioning, you know, when people started questioning me, why are we doing these streets, I started questioning my street department, and it's always been, we don't know. This is the streets, this is the list we've always had. So we tried to figure out what are these streets, and some of them have been in front of schools and you know, the major routes, but they've been doing it once a month on the first of the month, hitting those major streets, which are important to hit the major collector roads. And then the other routes that we have are the Wednesday-Friday routes, and we kind of thought it was Parkview Gardens and then a few other streets in there, and some of the streets we couldn't figure out. And then we realized that this is the multi-family housing, you know, where you've got high-rise apartments or, you know, a lot of apartment buildings. And somebody made the decision years ago to do those every week. When I came on board, I started asking my people, why are we doing this every week? You know, these are residential streets, not realizing there was a lot of apartments. And I says, do we have to do them every week? And they said, no, it used to be years ago, I think, when people weren't as trash considerate. You know, people would throw trash and cigarette butts and everything out in the street. And so there were so many people, it was just something that needed to be done. I made the decision probably a year ago to cut it back to every other week and just try it as an experiment. And everybody felt that the streets were just as clean as they were before, so we were getting ready to adopt it as a full-time policy that these streets only have to be done every 2 weeks, and then we were going to change all the parking signs to go with that. But then we got into this discussion, so we've kind of held off on that.
Mr. Wilson. Thank you. So essentially you would be doing these Wednesday, Fridays. Instead, you would be doing those about twice a month,
actually,
2.5 times a month.
That's what we're doing now. My recommendation, we've had a discussion with the street sweepers. We're recommending only once a month.
Oh, so right now...
Twice a week. I mean, twice in 1 week.
Right.
But it would just...
That's once a week,
really. We feel that we could do that adequately, that it should be... That we're not finding a lot of additional trash in between.
So these would also become once a month streets as opposed to 2.5 times a month.
That's correct.
Okay.
And that's our recommendation. Again, if you desire it to be cleaner, we can make those changes. Page 8 just kind of talks about the parking lots. The parking lots, all the commercial parking lots are being swept at the same time the loop is being done. Parking lots in the park system is being done as needed. When they see that they're messy, they go out there and do them. And then the pervious pavements, which is the post office parking lot in Tivoli, or the post office parking lot, parking lot near the post office, and the Tivoli parking lot are the pervious pavements that we have, and those are being done. They're just starting to get into taking care of those. Page 9, I don't want to read all of that, but I put in a couple of pages of what the best management practices are, and those are kind of guidelines that throughout the United States that other communities may do. It kind of talks about the idea that the high traffic volume roads are the ones that have more pollutants on them from brake linings and the copper and some of the metals that fall, you know, that wear off of cars as they drive. The lower traffic volume roads are ones that have more of a tendency to have leaves and twigs and whatnot on the side of their roads. And, you know, even as we look at why we sweep streets, we need to realize that if you've got a lot of vegetation, a lot of trees versus, we don't have too much of that here, you know, new subdivisions and places where there are no trees. you know, you're going to have more debris on the heavy vegetated areas versus newer areas that don't have as many trees. And also, even some of the surrounding land uses that we have contribute. You know, water runs off of parking lots and creates more debris in the streets. So it's something that we need to be concerned about. Going on to page 10, what they kind of talk about some of the recommendations, like all curbed residential streets should be swept once a month from April through November. And they kind of describe in there, just to give you an idea, that most of the street debris is usually next to the curb. Most streets are crowned. As the rain comes, as cars drive down the road, it kind of pushes the debris towards the curb. So it's most important, as we've indicated, we need to be there when there's no cars there so we can get into the gutter. Talks a little bit about streets with no curbs, that they're basically self-cleansing. They, kind of the rainwater washes most of the debris off into the ditch or off into the side of the road. And the comment of major arterials being a first priority, making sure they get swept at least once a month. The next page on 11, again, continuing with this idea of what's best to do. Commercial areas should get, you know, some special treatment. They mentioned downtown alleys should be done monthly. School areas should be done. And then they kind of give, there's a little chart I found, the minimum frequency versus the maximum frequency. I mean, there's communities that sweep their residential areas 9 times a year. You know, every month they're sweeping residential areas. We're doing it 3 times or perhaps 4 as we look at bulk leaf pickup too. We kind of sweep at that same time. So we're, you know, it just kind of shows you what the rest of the United States is doing. Gwena?
Do we have 2 bulk leaf pickups, one in the fall and one in the spring?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
I think we probably sweep more in the fall versus, you know, we use the vacuums in the spring when there's, no, it's just the opposite. And we've used the vacuums. In the springtime, we'll come by and sweep through because there's not that many leaves, and we use more sweepers versus the fall when we use the big vacuums to pick up the leaves.
So essentially, that's 4 times a year.
Yes, and you might even be able to consider it 5.
Okay.
If we do a springtime and then the 3 in the summer, and then the fall one, yes.
Okay, and 2 of those sweepings are done for private subdivisions.
Correct.
And the other 3 are not.
Correct.
This is, speaking of best practices and debris, I wanted to thank the city, I think, for their foresight on putting trash cans next to the bus kiosks. I think everybody knows that public transportation, you can't eat or drink on the bus or the metro, and I think every one of our kiosks have a trash can. And I've actually stopped to inspect the trash can, and it's, I'd rather be there than on the street. So,
yes.
So I think that was a good move on your part.
From page 12, I kind of did a rough cost estimate of what it does cost to sweep, including the sweeper, the amount of time. It takes about 8/10 of an hour to sweep 1 mile of street. That's both sides of the street. I included the dumping fee. Right now, with our older sweepers, we have to have a dump truck follow them because those old sweepers travel very slow. So instead of them coming back to the transfer station, the dump truck meets them and they dump, and then the dump truck comes back. So there's some extra time and dollars involved with that. Kind of ran through, and I would say it probably cost us $100 per mile for street sweeping, just to give us an idea as to what we're talking about. Yes, we did, and I was going to talk on that the next page. I think it was $140,000, somewhere in that range.
When you see the state highway department with their sweeper in the highways. They actually have a dump truck behind it full of sand, obviously, to prevent any kind of a, you know, major catastrophe. Do we do that at all here on our major streets?
No.
Is that an issue, or do we have a safety issue?
We haven't seen it as a safety issue yet. The traffic is a lot slower on our streets, and if there was any safety concern, and I could ask if there's been any near misses or anything, but I know I've done that when I was out in the county, that when there were certain activities like mowing, sometimes we would put somebody following so that cars wouldn't hit the mowers, and they were faster roads than what we've got in the city. Going on to the next page, then, I kind of summarize some of the what it costs to do the different streets. It takes us about 65 hours to sweep all of the public streets one time. Adding the private streets would add another 11 hours. And if we were to sweep all of the streets within the city, it would be about $9,000, just to give us a round number to work with. When we sweep the major collectors and the school streets, it's about, and that's total for the whole year, another $5,000 or $5,600 to sweep the area. And Parkview Gardens, we're looking at about another $5,200. And our biggest cost is sweeping the Loop and Civic Plaza and all the parking lots, because it takes about 380 hours to do that. So all of that sweeping that we're doing presently costs about $70,000 if we were to look at the street sweeping budget.
A point of clarification. Thank you. So for the three times a year that we've designated it for sweeping, if we swept all of the streets, it'd be about $9,000.
Correct.
But for the... the collector, which includes nine sweepings, roughly, right?
Correct.
Okay, so that's about $6,000, and then four times. I'm assuming the Loop is even done in the winter, or is it just the nine?
It depends on the weather. If it's a decent day.
So let's say up to about 48 times a year.
The Loop, I think I figured 190 times.
190 times, okay. And so that is only about $5,000 with that?
No, the Loop is $31,000.
Oh, $31,000, okay. Oh, the multifamily streets.
Yes.
That. And that is that the 2.5 times a month, or is that one time a month?
That's 2.5 times a month. Going on to page 14, then, I wanted to show you pictures of our old sweeper and our new sweeper. And as this is the first one. This, the one at the bottom of the page, is what they call a regenerative sweeper, and it vacuums. And it's amazing the difference of the street as how clean it is. You notice it can drive back to the shop or to the transfer station by itself and dump its load. Its load is more than twice the size of the old ones. We see in the future, as we move in this direction, a bigger cost savings. We won't be sending a dump truck and another man out to ride around for a while. So as this goes along and as we replace the old sweepers, there'll be a considerable cost savings. And the machines are about the same price.
Two of our sweepers are Elgin, and what is this? Third one in Elgin too, the one down at the bottom.
No, it's. I think it's a Tornado.
And I'm not familiar with Tornado. Who are they, and where are they at?
I'm not sure. It was recommended through the street, the mechanics, mm-hmm. through the fleet. No, I think we have. I just showed a couple of them. I think there's five, if I'm not mistaken. I'd have to look at the chart, but they are, they're on a regular replacement program. I'd have to see exactly what years they're projected.
So is it possible that if we had this fancier one that we'd actually need less?
Yes, that would be true. Then on page 15, which takes us to the gist of the meeting, in our charter, under solid waste, it describes, first of all, under city leaf collection, it calls it street cleaning, that the city may sweep and collect leaves placed in the street, and the Director of Public Works has the opportunity to set that schedule. And then it goes on about all the other rules for the residents as to when they can put it out. And then turning to page 16, also under solid waste is street cleaning. And that's the sweeping and cleaning of the streets, which, again, the Director of Public Works has the authority to do and to schedule. So if we would go on to page 17, then, which would be my recommendation, is then that since street sweeping is under the guidance of solid waste, therefore all residents and businesses that pay a solid waste bill should be entitled to sweeping in front of their property as the recommendations on the next two pages. We've had this discussion, should we be sweeping all of our streets? We've discussed this with the attorney. The attorney believes that according to our charter, that this is the way that, you know, this is legal. And last year, as I began to look at this and to work on my budget in FY13, all of my street department man hours were being charged to the street operations. In 14, we moved those hours into solid waste as to where they should be charged, since leaf collection is part of solid waste. Charging my street department or those people that are doing that, the amount of time has been charged to solid waste.
I have a couple of questions. The first is, what do you do about those people that choose a different waste hauler than the city?
Yeah, that's a question. I don't have an answer. I mean, I don't know. I know the commercial area, a lot of those people don't. There could be a recommendation, which I haven't made yet, is that we charge the Loop Business District for street sweeping. I'm not sure how many people outside in the residential areas take outside trash. I know every at least smaller than a fourplex has to have city residential pickup.
Okay. And where does Washington University fall under under waste pickup?
Yep.
Do they have a private, or do they use a city?
Well, Nett was going to be here, and she was going to help me on that section if that question came up. I'm not sure how much they use city trash versus private haulers, and that's something we'd have to look at.
I like your idea a lot, but I don't know how you would say, well, since you're not using our waste service, we're not going to sweep your streets. I'm hoping maybe you can elaborate on that a little.
Right. And that's not my recommendation. My recommendation is to continue to sweep all of the streets in University City. I think trying to separate and say, well, this street, you have a private collector, therefore we're not going to do your streets, would be difficult to do. And then it would also not meet our goals of keeping our streets clean according to our MS4 requirements.
And I'm glad to hear that, Mr. Wilson. And just to follow up on Ms. Carr's question, that is, it is of interest as we look at the school streets, so to speak, and the school district does not utilize our services anymore for trash collection. They have a private hauler. At one time, they did use us, but they don't anymore. So, again, I'm glad to hear that, irrespective of, you know, private or whomever, we're going to clean the streets.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's better to do what's best for the community at whole versus the individuals that have decided to go in their own ways.
Mr. Wilson, my only request would be, as Mr. Glickard said, that if you could look at alleys again mm-hmm. and see how we might handle alleys, because they are the streets for getting into the garages for those residents, and I do think they need more attention than they've gotten.
And I believe if we paid more attention to them, they would keep the alleys cleaner, too. So I put my recommendations on 18 and 19. Again, we would continue with cleaning residential streets 3 times a year, plus the leaf with the leaf pickup. That would be an additional time in the spring and an additional time in the fall, but it would be part of that program versus the separate residential streets. The major collectors in our streets or in our city would be swept 8 times a year, which is what we're doing now.
Do you also add in the leaf pickup on those streets?
Yeah, that would.
So
the major collectors are usually typically done at the first of the month. If they're working, if our guys are on the ball, they won't add, you know, do it twice in 1 month. They've done it once, and then they're done.
I guess I'm asking if there's a separate leaf pickup on these streets, and then should we say that instead of 8, it's 10 or something? I'm just trying to get an idea of what it is.
It could be, depending on when the leaf collection is scheduled. If we're doing the major collectors, let's say the first of the month, and it's not scheduled till the third week of the month, it may be that they get swept an additional time. If they're scheduled the first of the month, then there wouldn't be an extra time. Hopefully our guys put a little common sense into it, that it's not like, well, it's Tuesday, I got to go out and do the street, even though I did it on Monday.
So I don't hear any objections to your ideas here. Is there a budgetary issue that council needs to deal with here, or with the pluses and the minuses, are you in budget, or would you be within the current budget that you have?
I believe that this could be incorporated into solid waste over time, and without making a drastic, I think there's some excess revenue. Yes.
So the financial impact is not significant. What do the accountants use? What's the word they use? Whatever. It doesn't. What do they use? Not statistically significant or not? Not an impact. Doesn't impact your overall. Okay. So the next question is: if it's not a financial issue, do we need? I think there's two. I'm going to ask the question and then I'm going to make a statement. I think there's some advantage to council making some sort of public statement or vote on this, since it's been tabled in the past and rejected as a policy in the past. I think it's important that council weigh in on this. That said, I think you have total authority to do this without council's action.
I think it might be helpful if one, you didn't make a decision tonight, and number two, if you advise the staff of any, you know, objections, because some of the things that are proposed in here are fairly major in terms of the way that things have been done in the past, and clearly I don't think that we want to proceed and then all of a sudden, you know, there are people who are unhappy for whatever reason, and that, you know, council's not fully on board with what we are doing.
Mr. Walker, what would you consider fairly major, so that I have a better idea of what the major changes are?
The schedule being proposed.
Okay. Well, I see that in some cases you're going to cut down on the amount of sweeping. And on 11 miles, you're going to add 3 times a year. So to me, it almost looks like it might be a wash, or even better than a wash.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I think that I agree with Mr. Kraft. I think that the council would have to weigh in on it, because I think we've had a policy of doing it otherwise. But I think that if we approach it as this is part of the solid waste and it's not use of public funds for a private entity, I think we've covered that. My question is more of a legal one. Do we have do we run up against any of the legal issues that were brought forward previously about I'm trying to remember exactly what they were, but it's not adverse possession so much as we do something and therefore we've made some kind of improvement to the street so that the assumption is we should continue to improve the street. That was one issue. And the other may have been something similar to adverse possession. Well, we take care of your streets. So, you know, we're maintaining your streets, therefore we may own this section of street. And I want to make sure that those issues are cleared up. Can we get a legal...
Our attorney did review this, and she was fine on that.
I'm sorry, do you want to go ahead?
Oh, don't demand me.
My only question is I would like counsel to weigh in that we approve this, but I don't want it to be our approval to be so detailed that if you decide you want to sweep an alley twice a month instead of once every six, you know, that we don't, it doesn't have to come to council every time you sweep a street. But I think that would be nice. So I think that what I would ask Mr. Walker, Mr. Wilson to come up with would be some resolution that endorses the overall policy without making us micromanaging your street sweeping. That would be my request.
Mr. Crowe?
I just had two, and I can't. We may have already gotten this, so I apologize. When the city attorney talked about this, do we have that? As far as was that just more of a telephone conversation, or was that something that we've already got? And again, if I got it, I apologize. I'm asking again. I just can't remember.
Mr. Walker.
Yeah, you were holding.
Yeah, we've got a written opinion. I'll send that out.
Okay, and then the second one again, and again, Rich, I apologize if you already said this, but. The multifamily housing streets are going to be swept more often just because we think they have more traffic?
No.
That's what that's the final recommendation says. Multifamily housing streets shall be swept.
Nine times. Right now, it was 32
times. No.
I got
it was 30, and I realized we're swinging back. Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out as we go forward. I agree with Mr. Krabb. I sure don't want to get into the details of this. Right. I'm just trying to figure out whether or not you know, their streets need it that much more than anybody else's, I guess. That's just a question. And you guys know that more than me. I'm just throwing it out.
And our people, we met with the people in the field, and they felt that it should just get a little bit extra. It's instead of the residential streets are getting five times, basically. This might be nine or ten times because we added, it was eight. And we added one because in November we want to ask all those people in the multifamily who have no parking so we can get the leaves out of there. Right now we're having trouble getting leaves because it's not a no parking period. So we would extend that no parking period so we can make sure the leaves get picked up. And the other thing I was going to say is we would like to gut the whole list of streets we have, relook at all our streets, and make a new, you know, some of these streets may have been added by council members years ago and said, you know, you need to take care of my street. And we don't know why we're sweeping this street. You know, we sweep half of one street, not the other half of the street. And so I've recommended to my people is to gut everything. Let's start from scratch. What are our collector streets? What are our school streets? What are the multifamily streets? And then let's outline those. And I could send that list when we get to it and let you just see it.
Okay, anything else? Hearing none, thank you all. We'll start the meeting in about 7 minutes.